God's will. And you bow to him, put the vice on him. Let's look at the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 7. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 7. Everyone who is called by my name, and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made. There is everyone who is called by my name. Because you and I, we are the one of them, and whom I will create for my glory. Then he created us for his glory. It's clear for our purpose of life. That you and I, as long as we're seeking the God's glory, and then our life will never misled. Well, surely our life is meaningful enough in your life and my life. So whom I have formed, even whom I have made. We're always seeking our life to be happiness, joyful life. Don't you think so? You want to find later, you want to get a job and you want to stress from your boss? Or you open the business and end up you struggle and then you close your business? Or you want to find out your spouse that you want to be a philosopher? Who is the philosopher who has a very evil wife? Do you know that? Aristotle, Aristotle. His wife is an evil wife. You know. It's an evil wife. So that's why he became a great philosopher. Do you understand what I mean? So you want to be a great philosopher? Nobody will. I don't want to be a great philosopher. I want to just be a normal person. No one wants to be in this world to have a... everybody wants to have a happy life. Then how we can be happy, how we can be joyful life, come back to God. Once we go back to God, your life will be joyful. Your life is full of satisfactions. It's not talking about the material issues. We're talking about the spiritual issues. I find out the happiness, it's not came from the best smartphone. It's not the best computer. It's because of the relationship. If you have a good relationship, then your life is full of happiness. Just like one of the PlayStation mentioned that love your God and love your neighbor. As long as we are in these two commandments of God, that your life will be blessed. Because love your God and love your neighbor, that's a relationship. So I mentioned about the falling in love with the Lord, that's a relationship. If you do not love your God, then you always feel lonely. You know, when you get married, don't think that your wife can supply all the joy. Reality is not like that. Because I don't know what the brother think. But all the sisters think that, wow, husband supply all the 100% of joy. No. Never think that they always open the door for you. No. Usually man doesn't do that. Maybe before, but after get married, and you open your door. Where does the joyness come from? You need somebody in your life, truly God himself. Every time the part of your heart is God is with you, your life is satisfied. Your life will be great. That you're walking your path is because God is there. You know somebody with you. I remember when my mom was always telling me, don't worry about your life. If God is with you, that's it. Then you can be satisfied. She always telling me, when I was in junior high and high school, I don't know what that means. God is always with me. But later, eventually, I find out, God is with me. That is the best one. As long as God is in your life, no matter what circumstance, that's okay. You find out that life of Joseph, and life of Daniel and the three friends. Why their life is such great confidence in such a foreign land, in such kind of stressful life in their life, and you know, somebody control their life, yet they can be satisfied. Yet their life is so joyful because their connection with God. You know, Daniel, he prayed three times a day. He opened his window toward the Jerusalem. He prayed to God. That's a connection. No one can come to destroy this connection. That's the confidence of the Daniels. So that's why, because in a Chaldeans, they're trying to get rid of him. That's the only one. The rest of them cannot. So that's why they're trying to remove this. Or if he continued to do it, put him in the lion's den. So let him to just, you know, get rid of him. But Daniels, forget about it. That's not a... he knows that already kings already agreed upon the signature upon there. So it becomes a decree, already become a law. Yet, he still opened the door. That's okay, you kill me and kill me. This is my relationship with God. I cannot give up this relationship. So he keep on opening the window. Because of that, he went into the lion's den. But his life was secured by God. It was awesome, do you know? If you are, think about it, you're cast into the lion's den. This lion is all, they're not fully already filled up their stomach, their empty stomach. They're looking for anything, any meats coming from the above, coming down, and they're trying to eat it. But when Daniel coming down, none of the lion can kill the lions. I mean, that's a confidence. If God is with us, God is with us. You know, because David mentioned that, right? Even the 10,000 maybe people, those against us, but no problems. So God is with us. So if we are in the God's will, your life is secure, and you can be satisfied. You find out the meaning of your life. Your life is truly blessed by God. So hope that we always seeking this God's will. We are created by Him. Book of Ephesians chapter 2 also mentioned that. Let's turn to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God had prepared beforehand that we should work in them. Verse 10 is, we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. I hope we can, we never mislead our life. We always our life to follow our Lord Jesus Christ. And we followed His will. Yeah. In a sense way, our God's will, to, as a practical sense of how we can apply our life. Paul mentioned that rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and all things you can thanksgiving to God. That is the God's will. And Paul mentioned that. So, in practical sense, how we can apply our life to follow the God's will. You know, this is tripod, we can say tripod within our life. Our life will never be misled by something else. Always we will be led by God. Paul here, the will of God, he become apostle. It's not his will, but because of the God's will. So he has a confidence within him. And also verse 2, to the saint and the faithful brothers in Christ who are at the Colossae. If we're Christians, be a Christian. Truly be a Christian. Don't be afraid. The saint, once we receive the Holy Spirit, you're anointed. But wherever you go, don't be timid. My life, one of my weakness is timid. If somebody taller than me, then suddenly I become a small man. And somebody stronger voice than I, then I don't speak. And but once we become a Christian, be brave. You already studied book of Joshua, chapter 1, and God says, be courageous, be strong, and be courageous. That's what God, the first encouragement to the Joshua is, be strong, be courageous. You know, at that time, so in the Joshua age is already, you know, over 85 years old. He's quite old man. And between the Joshua and Caleb, this age difference is about seven years difference. He's older than that. So he's already close to 90 years. But God's message to him is, be brave, be courageous, be strong. Because you get into the land where there's no God. If you're not strong, you cannot have it. So be strong. So let us be strong ourselves. We are the one that lead, the influence other people, lead them. We are not influenced by them. Because many of you in a college life, you go back to your college and you have a friend. I'm sure because you're dealing with many of them, they are not a Christians. Or maybe some of them, like they are not, toward maybe more like a maybe worldly way. That's your decisions. You want to be strong yourself? Or you want to be a true Christian? Or you just want to be like them? That's your choice at the moment. God always watch over us. If you follow them, then you waste your time. You cannot be, you cannot say you are saved. The one time I have many outside friends before. Because I work out there with them, and then I have a roommate with them. So sometimes we go out and they drink. Hey, TJ, come on, man. We all drink, you drink, come on. We drink everything, but you drink this much, okay? In the pool, drink it, it's okay then. No, I'm a Christian, I don't want to drink it. Come on, we all drink it. If you don't drink it, we feel bad. Come on. No, I don't drink it. I overcome it. I think later they say, okay, then you drink the Coke then. So I drink a Coke. That's okay, Coke tastes good. But later on, after that, they never ask me again. So once they want to go themselves to fun, they don't take me too. So it's okay. But when they need a driver, they take me. But that part is there. So because they know I'm not drinking, so I can drive for them. So they treat me. So So once you become a saint, say, because our life. Let's turn to a Roman chapter. Roman chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, yeah. We can read this one first. Romans chapter 8, verse 8 and 9. Romans chapter 8, verse 8 and 9. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwell in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. It is confidence we are because the Spirit of God within us. He dwelling in us. Let us also remember, he is a Spirit dwelling in us. His manifestation within us, he himself within us. Never forget that. Wherever you go, our Lord Jesus Christ, our Spirit of God watch over us. I'm not talking about the negative side. I'm talking about the positive side. Because he watch over us, he protect us, he encourage us. So that's why we have to be Christians. Once you're Christian, never shaken from the because of outside people. Have you noticed, because you know, Joseph and Daniel, how much stress from the outside of the force their life to be changed. Even like, you know, the Daniel has a dear friends, and they change even their names. The influence, there's no such God out there. All of them outside is the foreign God and the, you know, idol worshiper out there. But they don't want to change. I want to be as a children of God. That's why God bless them. God bless so much. We mentioned about, you know, what is our God? What is your God? Maybe we not have that much muscles, we cannot can say I'm wrong. But inside of us, we are muscle men. Every time when I was little, I saw the was a Popeye. What is it? Popeye. You know the brute, the one when he eat the spinach, then it become a Popeye. You always say you always protect, you know, the girl. That what is the big man came. It's a brute. The one always bothers Popeye, who is a big man, steal this girl. Popeye, save me! And then Popeye later eat the spinach. And bam, bam, and then it's just cold. Now find out, you know, I find out, you know, in this cartoon, I find out. When he dealing with, you know, such a big, you know, muscle man, he never be afraid. Of course, he eat the spinach, but he never be afraid. So he end up to chasing his girlfriend out of the monster's hands. So then why I talk about this Popeye? But anyway, you know, it's we understand this life in your life. Be brave. Don't be, you know. We finish first out the two. Anyway, to the saint and the faithful brothers. If you want to be a Christian, be faithful to God. Then God will bless. If you are in the stick to the, you know, one side here, one side there, God doesn't like it. God doesn't like the two double-minded. That's what the Bible says. We stick to one side. We never change. God loves until to the end. Sure, that's God's promise. Our promise to God too. I never forsake my love to you. You are my entire life love. I never. So your commitment, faithful then. Never yourself change because of circumstance, because of your interest. Never compromise. Once you become faithful to God, God, there's a reward is great. Be a true saint. This should be a true Christian. God always be with us. And after the verse 2, that grace to you and peace from God and our Father. I like the word is grace, because Paul liked to use these words, grace to you and peace from God. Grace. When we how we can bear the fruit of Paul mentioned the Colossians. When the beginning, how we, let me see, Book of Colossians. Chapter 1, verse 6 say, which has come to you, just, chapter 1, 6, which has come to you just as in all the world, all is, it is constantly bearing fruit and increasing, even as it's been doing in you also since the day you heard of it, understand the grace of God in truth. Paul mentioned that how we can, how Christian life to be grow up, increase the bearing the fruit, when we understand the God's grace. How we can be mature also in front of our parents, when we understand the given grace from our parents, naturally. So grace, we understand the God's grace. It is a precious. The Paul mentioned the book of Ephesians. Let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. Book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse from 2. Chapter 2 from verse 3. Among them we too all formerly lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging the desire of the flesh, of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgression, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly place in Christ Jesus, in order that in the ages to come that he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Verse 8, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Here Paul explained about the grace of God. Once we more understand the grace of God, your life is more changing more and deeper toward to the light of Christ. So understanding the grace of God makes you to be a true Christian. I hope that we can mature enough to hear the grace that we understand. The word of grace is so precious. Already time, so we can finish. But hope that you can read the book of Colossians. So next time we can finish chapter 1, don't worry. And just verse 1, 2, but next time I can finish it. Okay. So, but today I mentioned about the will of God. God's will is precious. When you please someone, such like me, you can bring me to the restaurant, you order for me is a lot of dishes made of pork, and I have trouble there because I don't like the pork. Do you know what I mean? So if you want to please someone, that you have to know the person, that the person's will. But later when you please your husband, your wife, you have to know them, their will. One time I bought the perfume, because after the African trip, and then the pastor from England said, you buy something for your wife. You have a long trip, 1 month trip, then you go back, you don't bring anything, and no good. You have to buy something. So he gave me the pound. So before I go out, and there's a, the duty free. He just telling me, this one, many ladies like it, so you choose one. Okay. I brought it home, so my wife's just saying, okay. I realized, pleasing my wife is not based on what I want. It's not based on my own imagination. So I have to find out what truly my wife like. And then after that, I can please it. Even though I realized don't have to spend too much money. Oh, simple. Sometimes she's a dishwasher, I can't do it. And that's what she is, that's what her will. It's not the money issue, I learned that. It's not the present gift issue, but what she likes. That's the issue. So, because God's will is so pretty. If you know, you'll never be missed. That's the gospel. And also the saint and faithful brother and sister, we all receive the Holy Spirit. You have grace and peace. God be with you. Let's pray silence.